Two 39-year-old men who spent most of their adult lives in prison for a murder they did not commit have won a $3 million settlement against the city of Philadelphia. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, a judge released the men from their life in prison sentences after another man in jail confessed to the murder.
After a North Philly man who ran a bar and seafood shop was robbed and gunned down in 1995, the neighborhood was shocked. And police had a hunch that teenage boys Gene Gilliard and Lance Felder were behind it. Witnesses say detectives pushed them around and kept saying, "Take a closer look," until they would admit that Gilliard and Felder did it. The seafood shop's daughter years later told detectives she glimpsed the two men through the blades of a motionless window fan from her apartment. She said the two men were running away from the murder scene. That evidence is what convinced the jury the two men were guilty, and they each spent 16 years in prison. Gilliard's family, though, didn't give up. They hired a private detective and found another man in jail for an unrelated murder who said he actually killed the business owner. Then the Pennsylvania Innocence Project got involved. Marissa Bluestein leads the group.
They will never fully recover. They will not be able to have that whole life that they had been looking for when they were so young.
A judge ended the life sentence given to the two men, and then they filed a civil rights lawsuit. It was just settled. Under the tentative $3 million deal, each man will get $900,000.
This does go a long way to helping to close that gap.
Lawyer Jules Epstein worked on the appeal of one of the men. He says picking out a suspect out of a series of mugshots has long been problematic. Memory, he says, often fails us when we need it most.
It certainly should have warranted a deeper look, because anyone who went out to the murder scene, which I've done, and looked at where the eyewitness was, which I did, would have to question how much that person could have seen.
The Philadelphia Police Department says they now use double-blind photo arrays, where neither the witness nor the officer knows the real suspect. It's aimed at cutting down on witness misidentifications. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.